committee proposals to prepare on, with the exception of the issue of the child, children side. On the children side, which has incorporated in the report the question of how to deal with the issue of the children coming from the other side. We'll try to combine it all in a
good morning, Chair. I'm Sumi Pillay, I'm Director of Governance and Compliance in the Director of Social Services.
Good morning.
Good morning, honorable members. I'm Rosh Hashanah. My name is Ingrid Zimbabwe. I am the CEO of the department.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Cesar Mahano, and she's the director of communities and social conservation.
Good morning, I'm just going to be on the leadership committee.
Thank you.
around the market for functions as well as our APP deliverables we have right here, and the key part of our operations and balance inclusion empowerment and gender mainstreaming. On this presentation, we did also try to cover the questions that are being how far are we supporting women owned companies. So the technical talk agenda means bringing the defined social development, the implementing is through the social development, women's empowerment, and gender equality project, and gender maintaining the guidelines that we have in the country. So what is also critical on this one? The issue of capacitating the officials within social development or gender preservation, gender mainstreaming and other gender related training, and monitor progress on women empowerment and gender equality in the department, as well as culinary, state, national, and international importance, and contribute to countries' report and state international reporting cooperation. So we have the mandate which is related to the Beijing platform for action, and which calls for the placement of the gender focus according to the high level institutions. So therefore the money is derived from the national political community empowerment, as well as the social development human empowerment policy. And the current focus on the ATP deliverables is a high level output on the number of social development officials participating from the community. In the terms of our trained strategic interns that were capacitated on gender mainstreaming, we also had workshops with main senior managers that were taking place in the second quarter. We felt that it was important to train our main senior managers because we thought that we need to look into the issue around patriarchy so that we are also on update about gender issues and then learning the commanders and the associations that we want to move on now to the lead manager, but we feel that we also need to cover senior managers as well. But so far we have done our main manager. On the issue of the review of the social development, women's empowerment and gender policy, we have done this talk of proposal. This has already taken place because we will hear last time our deadline was on the commemorative date. August was a month for women. We did a commemorative date and the dialogue that we held with the minister. The participation included the BEPSA, which is Social Development, Institutional Development Agency, and BAPSA. And the women officials in the sector, they presented their concerns to the minister and how they want the minister to take their minister forward. So there was a lot of deliberation that were made, which actually also empower the women in the sector. And also the Social Development Force has participated as the international report obligation. We do submit this report through the Community for Women, where we contribute towards the Latino Day in terms of the Jane Shaker report. And then in terms of how we promote and empower women generally. We conducted women empowerment workshops on women with advice awareness. One of the three women they participated, the focus of the workshop was on marriage, inheritance, maintenance, child custody, and domestic violence, as well as business management. And we conducted social development services. 595 rural women across the country participated in this women empowerment workshop. During this year, we have developed a monitoring tool to monitor the intersection of gender in policy, programs, and legislation of education of the department. So during this current initiative, we also facilitated the Digital Health charge of waste, which included a disabled devoured children. How does the department deal with the agenda and training in the department that you take policies and process? Maybe one can also highlight the fact that initially before we received some problems from the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities, we elevated the agenda unit in the department to the Public Chief Director in order to ensure that we maintain a agenda issue. So currently, what we are doing, we are participating in the official in the department and want to ensure that in all the components within the department, the government capacity within the support program is active and ensure that gender issues are mitigated. What we also came up with was the issue of the induction manual for all the teachers that we should also be focusing around the issues of the gender. How does the department deal with the occurrence of the criminal discrimination? We want to ensure that gender-related issues they are contracted. For example, the gender chief director is undertaking a research that provides important social development gender need analysis and an evaluation for the effectiveness of gender-related initiatives within the development. Also, a gender resources budget study was also conducted. And then the research was doing that they feel a lack of understanding of gender and gender mainstream in the department. And then we will then take in the signs of the attention that we are relevant. The activities that we have also worked out include annual women with disability conference, which launched the Rise Young Women Club and the Team Bank campaign and begin the policy, cancer awareness. We also made the increase in the policy and legislation development about the child protection framework, policies on working hours, development, training, wellness, self-management, data relations, and then the development issues in the economic company, as well as the observation of the public spaces in the management issues, and the report that is submitted on this one in Chamber Order. In terms of the staffing, recently the unit on the gender training in the department elevated the chief director, and then we don't have a bigger staff structure on this one, but we are looking at it from the other possibilities. And the budget is not much, but we do have revising how the management project is which they are given the allocated more budget and the more responsibility. And then on issues around procurement from women-owned companies and social development, in the year 2014-15 we procured from 150 women-owned businesses. In the current 16 and 15 project, we have proposed from 21 women-owned companies. When you look at what we have proposed thus far, in financial year, it totals to 4.2 million rand that we have contributed towards women-owned companies. We look into the sector that is transfer our agency for the financial year 2015. We have contained a total from 6 women-owned companies, which totals to 192 million rand, where we have contributed to the women. And then from social development as well, our contribution to women participating in social development programs. 8,792 problems where we have contributed in terms of socio-economic problems where women are actively participating.
Next from the initial one, we are on, and then we are on another page. just have the feature of God.
Thank you. Generally, seems as though you're getting moved, and I love what I'm seeing here. I would just like to ask if we could possibly have some of the information that you've covered in your workshop. It seems that you have developed all sorts of useful information that can be helpful to people, and you've reached some people, but obviously there are many, many more. And if we also have access to the South African property, disseminate the information of what is being done. You said that there were 595 rural women had participated. I'd just like to know which area that was out of the vast country. And one of our problems is that we can't all reach everybody. And as you said, this is why I think it would be helpful if we had it as well in our own interaction, in our constituencies, we can have helped to destroy the degree. Like the manual of the social workers, the child protection capacity building, and so on. I'd be interested in that. And then I'm also disappointed to see that there is still apathy regarding gender mainstreaming. I think there's a lot of apathy throughout our country about women's issues and so on. But just love to know how one can counter that, and perhaps that's all part of our monitoring, to see how one can put a bit of pressure on the departments who are empathetic, not only yours, but theirs and others. And that's the practical things that you're doing, like rise and room stuff to the pink drive, that is practical, and I'm very happy to see that. Just wanted to know, you're talking here about gender issues, about identity specific with reference to LGBTI, possibly that's coming in a later presentation. But are we paying enough attention to people from the gay, lesbian, and groups of the group? I think that's all for the moment.
This is something that we see very seriously in the department.
and actually the capacity development and training that we have rolled out has covered issues regarding LGBTI community, you know, what issues around LGBTI are and how to be sensitive around people with around LGBTI community. Information with regards to the women that have been used. The women that were used, the 500,000 women that have been used, were in the provinces of Mpumalanga, KwaZulu-Natal, and the Free State. And there is a question around. The other one is a comment about the disappointment in terms of faculty. I think that it is just a concern. But as a department, what we are doing to actually secure them to the faculty is to train everybody in the department on gender, what gender education and what gender means to me is all about, so that all the programs in the department mainstream gender in their consideration. And then with regards to the gender focal technique, the question is around what assistance has been given to other government partners. From what we are seeing as social development, the gender focal persons that we are dealing with have to do with our work as Department of Social Development. So the gender focal persons that we interact with are the focal persons in social development offices in the provinces. So with regards to other departments, it is the role of the Ministry of Women that has developed a mainstream framework to actually deal with the issues that are encountered by women in the country as a whole. With regards to the participation of rural women, yes, we agree that the numbers that we have reached is not enough, and we are planning to, you know, reach as many women as possible when we roll out our program in the next financial year. And we hope that we will be able to reach the work committees, you know, and make an impact on the ground. And with regard to the funding and the budget, the figures appear to have been, you say the figures are wrong, and the figures that you see currently are based on the older structure before the chief director came on board. So and that was the time when the report was presented. Now that the chief director is on board, the figures will definitely change. And as Ms. Mary has indicated earlier, the chief director embarked on a positioning workshop, which was aimed at actually making a difference in terms of ensuring that the chief directorate is properly capacitated, both in terms of human capital and the budget, in order to make a meaningful impact on the ground.
I've been pleased to see that sustainability training as well within the department, and that is great. But I also wonder how we can take this out into the wider community, because there's still a lot of prejudice and stigma and harshness towards people. I think about something like parental rape, which is still prevalent, but other discrimination of people in that sector. I want to know how we can reach the people on the ground and try and change these old prejudices that belong in a more traditional approach to life. Thank you.
a great deal by the volunteers who developed the they provide telephonic company to generate a violation. This is through the need of technology to estimate the speed of the victim. And then on this one, we deployed social rehab that works 24 hours that provides a support and counter response to those who are victims of a violence. It's got geotech, a technology that way that you lock and call wherever you are, you can indicate where the victim is, and then we can quickly connect with the nearest police station to support the victim. So it is that technology that we have put on board to ensure that we support the victim of the violence. And then we do also the incident logging and management on the GDB command center information. And then which is mobile airport management. We can share with the members, that we have even received other countries coming to this gender-based violence to have a look at what is the South Africa is doing. Currently, we have one goal in London in June 2015, and we're shortlisted for the Global Call Award that is going to be in the USA in November 2015, and we are positive that we are going to win as well. It's like how technology can change the lives of ordinary women who are victims of a gender-based violence. And of late, during January, when the matrix results were issued, you guys that did the command said they were also receiving children who had babies who wanted to get back home and talk to someone who feels that even our time is now moving beyond the issue of gender environment. One other issue in terms of our achievements, we invest in the Department of Social Development, we are supported a great deal by the central system of all these other departments that we indicated that are actively involved in the program of action on violence against women and children. We conducted analysis of the direct causes of violence against women and children in order to inform legislation and policy framework. And we've also done a diagnostic review of different departments and did some programs and to review both the institutional mechanisms and problems funded by departments to address victims of violence against women and children across the different CNN government. And the development of the program of action is one of the achievements that we have developed. And monitor the services of business departments through this program of action. And receiving also the call of evidence for the work that has been done. We have another challenge, which is the end-child marriage campaign. So far, we have completed 55 girls and boys and senior officials from social development offices, as well as all the offices on the right for children in senior offices from 9 provinces. This workshop building was done by the department as well as the African Union Committee of Experts on the Rights and Welfare of the Child. And then also that the awareness raising activities include the intergenerational dialogue, which conducted on end child marriage campaign and Umuswala on 15 on the city of Joseph was rooted in Soweto in Johannesburg. And there is the ministerial launch of the South African League, South African Union campaign on child marriage to be held during the International Day of the Girl Child on the 11th of November 2015. And that also provincial advocacy campaign that will take place in the following provinces. And Office of the Female Identity in partnership with Social Development has conducted training for social rehab on teenage pregnancy. That was really successful in summary with regards to social development approach on gender-based violence.
Put together, and also whether in future you can give us more meat in terms of so many people come to Abortion Center on a daily basis. These are a number of cases resolved. This is how many shelters we've got. We estimate that we need so many more shelters. Thank you.
For Berlin, for counseling, for help, all these wonderful services, but we don't have the number. That's just a mistake. But if I look just on the other people have, so I agree with what is being said. Sounds like a good program. We need more information and we need more publication of it.
And also, you think about super workers. You know the problem of super workers. We have a lot of super workers that are not employed. At the same time, we say we don't have enough social workers in your department. What is actually the challenges that you're facing with that with social workers? You know, I've already been employed as a lead university, and because I've had now the sense that majority of them are in the country, so, but yet, super workers said we don't have enough social workers in the country. And in the three states, the hurricanes were an issue of trafficking. The hurricanes very prevalent when it comes to trafficking, women trafficking, and especially there are also women being trafficked from the country. I would like to see more of what people said yesterday on trafficking, and you know, like as honorable that you know, we need to see the vision. You know, if you say that, you know, you're looking at trafficking, what is happening? How many women are being trafficked? And what is the effect of the service that we are doing about it?
Thank you, for acting the chief director responsible for this conference. Just a few reports that we can give to honorable members. For some of the information that honorable members request, the information that we have that is not really like a progress report. We do have, for example, report the command and the action coming monthly. We do have progress report in terms of the actual information. They also cover like other issues we are saying. We have received any visitors from overseas coming to see how we offer interest. Honorable chair, one would recommend that at some point the committee can visit to the center and can see our officials in action engaging with the outside like groups and from the center. And you can even look at how they can see this beyond the control and the other place. Then you see that each violence is in two projects and the other four stages to give a possibility maybe until he is sorted out. And then we deal with the area social workers to take over and then we follow up the case until it is completed. So the change of some would welcome the business by the committee because others have shown interest to see what is happening. I would request my colleague who is Kiza Mukabe, the chief director for the recording conference, to give the other messages from this data. But the other information in terms of the program and so on, we can provide. We appreciate the community members can also invite us to check us in and then we can give you more information around this. Maybe it is to indicate that the issue around gender-based violence obvious is not only within social development, so we need all of us to appreciate the engagement and participate. Chair Kasumaya, the question I believe is to that he is the foreign other question.
thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Member. It's our staff which is monitoring the command center. Over the last year, we have received more than 10,000 calls. And we are talking also about calls that we have. So there's quite a number of calls that we are receiving. And although I must acknowledge that our marketing is not the way it happens to be, we do acknowledge that we still need to really act on marketing strategy. From time to time, we do work with GCIS to try and, you know, market the number, but it's not as, you know, it's not active. We're missing it from it to try and see how good can we do it. We try for the things, because we work within the data, we do have the conflict, teaching most of the clinics and the police station, the number is out there. But, I mean, the number is for those who give the good facility to the limitations. What about the communities out there too? So they are quite aware of some of these limitations and they are trying to ask. And the number is 0848. The issue of the second question is on the white girlfriend space. White girlfriend space, it is a transit service or a space. Where we try to really establish it at the community level, because we do acknowledge that the haircuts are not enough, and it's not easy to actually set up haircuts every day. So because the community has to be safe, especially a place where we know that the perpetrator cannot easily, you know, follow a personal interest, so therefore, you know, it's not easy that we need to ever work and be able to find a haircut. So what we came up with, but to develop a white space and a white door, we can save space. We can have a 48-hour place where a person can easily run when there's an outbreak of violence. A woman can easily or a child can easily run to that space. And a police station guard where we are in partnership with staff, they do monitor them from time to time and they do provide support. So what happens is staff will deploy a car and they will pick up a victim. A victim will be assessed, of course, and based on the needs of the victim, then she will then detect and complete a center for further intervention. So we are quite working hard around those lines and this is really helpful because it begins to provide services at the community level and it's not an extensive structure to set up anyway. So that's why we are able to take them in numbers. I don't have access yet, but the information that we can send. When we look at our HTTP, we are quite extensive. Then in terms of the problem section, like the BPC has understood, we do have a comprehensive program support which we do not bring along, but just to highlight, there are better programs that we are in every church. For instance, in there, some of the achievements or things that they have achieved, they have established about 38 dedicated special services calls. Which is part of their target group, they need to be checked at school and they're continuing to do so. And that's the way to be able to follow in terms of, you know, addressing the issues of addressing. Staff, they've also established different kinds of facilities, and that's not only a facility where they will start sending a different one this time, but they are also focusing on sensitizing the students in terms of, you know, taking those cases seriously and ensuring that everything is really adequate. We have seen that a lot of victims being affected from this facility because once a person has any type of issue or a person who is physically affected by the facility, then she then decides to be able to get better intervention than, you know, counseling, being sensitized by each trauma counseling or medicine. Those services are applied to the treatment case of the victim out there. For us, the program, part of the program action is the number of programs that we've done there. One thing that we've done there, the training on human trafficking is there. As we are aware that the access that we've generated, so therefore there is a need for us to participate for officials so that they're able to render distributed and render services. Because before, those services were everywhere and they were not rendered. So, but now that the access is not there, our focus has been on ensuring that we start it potentially so that the agency is coming in that service. And furthermore, also to support the NGOs that have done, because there are NGOs that are specializing in human trafficking issues. We are working with you for about 13 shelters that we have been in. So not every shelter can be in a position to also receive all the investigations as part of the game system, and because they are safety issues, we all know that there's some safety issues around it. So because safety and shelter have been taken accredited, and we take it with the safety and security system, and those shelters have, they are the ones currently that are providing the services in having to do the I think that's a great idea. The last question is the issue of the question on social welfare. As a department, we are also establishing a JSC Academy, and the JSC Academy is a target to see how best, you know, can be strengthen other projects in the sector, because not only social welfare that are needed, but even, you know, counselors, lay counselors in various areas, like instance, we're talking about reaching certain facilities, or even the very same space that we're talking about. We may not have the ladder of deploying the social worker, but we can deploy a person that has been trained in counseling. We can deploy a person that can be supported in order for that person to be actually the work of handling social work. So those are some of the strategies that we're looking at, that how they can use, you know, that the social sector. We are not necessarily in that only by social workers, but by other professionals within the system.
Thank you for doing this good information. I just want to ask, in terms of the sub broadcasters, the SABC, would they not be able to assist you with, because I think most people listen to an SABC channel of some sort, whether it's Ukuli or FireVM or SAFM. Community radio stations are also important as well, whether you've actually engaged the SABC in terms of maybe marketing the school centre. Because I think in that public broadcaster should be the duty to at least on a variety of stations on a daily basis, considering the challenges that we're facing our country, to actually market that, which shouldn't be costing the department anything, whether you've actually engaged them on the people or not.
Thank you, Tim. Actually, my question is around the internal provision of the long-term care for the missing child of the survivor. The major of violence and the social issues. And for instance, in the working case, you will find that the people are living under the bridges, under the shade, and they are also sort of in need of shelter. What does the department do? Because you find that the other, for instance, in the department of health, you find an ambulance on the side of the road. But the department has some people who are volunteers to give the information to those people that are critical, that are staying under this condition. Especially in the working place. Mm-hmm. Because we, as members of parliament, we always need to pass those people staying there in groups, others are women and children. But we don't see anybody who is assisting those people especially in the working place. And we don't know those children, because we are both almost every time go round and round here, we don't see any old name saying that we have a shelter where the people, if they have some particular solution, they can go and ask for help in the shelter. We have any assistance ways of dealing with the issue. Thank you.
The local government is responsible for providing shelter for the youth. So it is their, it's within their mandate. This is our mandate, as far as the shelter are concerned, as a specific for children, as well as men. So yeah, we will just type that into the mark and then it will affect it. So we will be able to access our shell type as well as our sensors. But the issue of this issue is going to be a little bit.
Do you actually agree with me that most of the shelters for the deficit are run by NGOs? Then the follow-up question would be, do you have some working relationship between the two to ensure that the people get the what have you, the first department, actually done for the board child? When you talk of children, that's not the discriminating. The board child is so vulnerable from the age of three because of Sodom. Either by the parents, the uncle, or their own brother, or in school, when they are at the age of school going, what can we say about that? How are we actually going to up to that? They are still children, and they are our own children. How are we going to actually tell the bad? Because it's very right now. What has been actually said internationally about the abuse of children in politics is actually having a red star when it comes to race and how are we going to actually intensify the fight in eradication of polio? And the abuse of the other able people, women, just carelessly say that the same. They're not disabled mentally. What are they doing? And when it comes to social workers, it's like, so many people have gone through the training, but have they done their practical work in the respective areas to understand the facts of the system? Or they're just going in there and giving out academic knowledge? Not sensitivity to this perspective, who they want to get off. It's not on the topic, it's information, but the others should be concentrating right now on where we are. Because as I'm talking here, I know of a center that is for other able children. I'm trying to remember you again, I'm going through with it. When we do see it all back and discover, here in the world, that youth of a little girl daily raped as you bring a message, she can't do anything. The child is taken from the locomotive, she's right. Where she goes? Openly raised. And when we start it quickly, even the people who are working in the I can see each other looking. It's a stopping method. Faith, when I was with the SOP. Yeah, it is a lot to get. But no one was talking about it. And it was after that business. Then I became someone who had to actually turn apart to me some very delicate information. And I said, no, I'm not. How was the camera of that and the people who were running there? And then the question I had was, what would you do, Robin, if that was your child? I'm making you as an apprentice. Some of us, this job is job. It's just the type of work that I have to wake up and do every day. But deep down in my heart, because this is not my own biological child, I just do this and continue with this for the sake of the people. Everybody's different in this house. But you're introspective. And let's stop finding pictures in us with anybody. But we have to try and work together as a team. And this is why, as the Shakura Commission, we are calling what we do. Not to criticize, but we are trying to strengthen the way of working together and to see sincerely. So that even when we are no longer here, we can go around saying, I don't have function for overlooking all the wrong things that I have been achieved. I've been able to allow children to let them enjoy and grow. And it's even worse now. It appears as a bad word. I got raped. From 14. And this is why I'm crying out for synergy. There must be synergy in whatever we do. Because we don't have baby hands and heads. But if we can work together, we can actually then be able to overcome. Not because the terrible thing we are crying out. Working as ever. That is the gray area right now. And why I'm doing that right now is that a preschool and a safe place where I would and I have someone that was actually working along with me, which is typically around where three people the grandmother decided to get three areas from me. And the other three girls, small girls, two uncles, who were entering this closet to the room in the way of me. I dragged it up. Because I had this discussion with a so-called rest. Who came to respond using mobile clinic that had a head and up the ring through voice.
Thank you, Chair, for your impassioned plea. It's exactly what's in my heart as well. And I would also again raise the matter that you just spoke about now of quality of state-sphere governance. And I just want to give a little bit of background to the Texas situation. I actually, when I was a counselor in 1998, started the whole Street People Program, which has advanced tremendously, but there are always so many more challenges as people come in. But I just wanted to say that the Street People, there are enormous networks that do happen, that are taking place, I can let you know about them, and my appeal is also that you don't just say this is local and that is provincial. There is a big program to relocate people back to their homes with their families. There are shelters. I started one in 1998 that is still in operation for Street People. But apart from that, I'm just wanting to suggest that we interact with the cities, with the provinces all over who need facilities. And the NGOs need more support too. But then we do have to make sure that the NGOs are credible organizations. Because some of them are not. Some of the people are feeding their own stuff and not feeding the victims that they need to do. So we really do need fast tighter monitoring of every aspect where government money is going, whether it's local, provincial, or national. We must make sure that the corruption is not taking place and that not some people are eating all the food and others being left. So we do need a working relationship. You speak my heart as well as you talk about the boys. And again, we need to intensify protection, particularly for the disabled. And my concern particularly is for people who are mentally challenged.
because they are doubly victimized. And this is where it really eats my heart, where people are released from that or from prison or whatever, and they go out immediately and they, you know, rape the same person over and over. I've been witness to prostitutes, and I'm working with it all the time in my own capacity. So we need to intensify our protection for the disabled. And training of social workers, I'm happy to hear that you've got all these other people who you are training. But there again, I say to myself, I've been working in this field for so many years, and yet I don't know what you are doing. So somehow, we need to make sure all this information is disseminated. Make sure it's to every MC, to every province, to every whatever, so that we can know where to reach out. Because people are living in ignorance, they're living in fear. And we cannot have that when you are doing good work. No, you're supposed to limit it and die. But by supporting one another and not working in silence, we can achieve so much more. Another thing, right?
Yes, I think for me, I think the issue of gender-based violence has been something that we've grappled with for many years. I mean, I've sat in the previous portfolio committee of women. And I think for us in the previous portfolio committee of women, the lack of progress in terms of that department, also because it has such limited funding. So to see a new initiative, it is really heartwarming. But again, just speaking to the issue of silence, we spoke, it is often that we find, for example, what I would like to see, and it's not that you would need to be the ones that would help, go to other departments and really, slap them on the wrist. But the issue of, for example, of training police officers. If you read studies on GBV, often it comes out that police officers are not trained in handling cases of GBV. And that's why women are often discouraged from reporting cases. If you look at the justice system in our whole, and you look at the low conviction rate of perpetrators. So while you are doing your good work, indeed you need greater effort. Because I think women are really suffering. Women are discouraged from going to hospitals to report their cases because they're often asked, did you cause this, for example? So yes, you are doing good work. We applaud that. But even to listening to the presentation, you mentioned 10 white or... We basically need more shelves, we need more one-stop centres or more one-stop centres of our 10. If you think about how prevalent gender-based violence is in our country, we've got 10 of these centres. It is not enough. I know your budget can only stretch as far. But even, for example, you've got this key departments working with you, but surely from the Department of Communication shouldn't be another key ally, where you go to them and you simply say to them, this is what we're working on, it's a national crisis, it's a national imperative, we need this program and these numbers publicized, whether you use local or radio stations or the SADC. For example, you've got the MDDA, the Media Development Agency, totally focusing on local radio stations, for example. They should come on board and promote these sort of courses. So you are doing good work, and we appreciate the opportunity to engage with you. I won't be here for the next presentation. I want to ask a couple of questions on the lack of access to children with disabilities. But I guess I'll put those in
writing. Thank you.
my colleagues within the city, Tony is going to have an accessibility. Function is primarily responsible for overall coordination of implementation and monitoring of the national disability rights. And we are doing that in terms of the implementation of the UN Convention through the disability rights. The purpose is to promote, protect, and empower persons with disabilities through the development of legislation and policies and providing support to implementing agencies to plan and deliver coordinated disability accessibility programs that accelerate mainstream disability transformation. So those are the elements that must be possible as we when we came through CHESS, the issues that we're looking at was the disability rights policy and legislation. And this far the process of developing government-wide disability policy and legislation, also supporting alignment of sector policies and legislation with government-wide policy. So these are some of the things that we're trying to do, but the policy framework is such that it speaks to integration of disability within government. And then the second area is disability rights capacity building and advocacy. Here is the development and developing implementation tools for the planning and delivery of disability inclusive and equitable programs, also coordinating government-wide disability rights campaigns and structures and committees. The third area is disability rights compliance with constitutional and international treaty obligations, and this is to reporting on progress made with implementation and takers of personal disabilities. Thus far, we have developed the picture and report, and we are going to present the first report. Then the high-level output is that the National Disability Rights Policy finalized and implementation was
well, this is the ACC that we agreed upon, and to that end, we have released in December 2014 by cabinet for public comment, and that was just done. And then the final draft edited and peer reviewed, and the final draft of the white paper on the rights of persons with disabilities is currently being considered by COSAD, and that process is actually on. We have been currently asked to look at a social impact, which is the process that if you present any policy to government, then you have to take what are the implications of this policy to other content legislation that is already. So that's what we're doing, and now finishing that process, and we supposed to be presenting it to the cutoff point. We were hoping that by the next session we would have gone through that process, but since this we're looking at around the 10th of November for us to present it to the cabinet committee, because we have to consider the 3-year process. The other area that we look at is the disability inequality index. The first disability inequality report finalized. Today we're the disability inequality index finalized in partnership with the DGE and it's incorporated within the policy. And within that, there are many things that we are doing so that we should make sure that we have a composite approach to what we're trying to do. The next area is disability rights advocacy framework and strategy, and behind the material we have a draft framework around that. And second line is the draft framework for disability rights information portal. We've developed terms of reference for appointment of service providers on that area. The National Disability Rights Awareness Month, we're looking at the draft concept document that is already developed and we can't use the vector. And we are about to roll out we have a consultation platform which we call the National Disability Rights Machinery. And we had the first NDRM general studio for the 14th and 15th of September that's taken place. And we are now ready to look at the session, plenary session that will take place in March. And then the provision of territorial services to the residential working group. When there was a move from the Department of Women to Social Development, they were able to march to union buildings and they submitted a memorandum to the president. And subsequently, the president announced the establishment of the Presidential Working Group on Disability. And since then, there have been nominations that have taken place. In about 45 today, people have been nominated, and that process has been concluded. That president was scheduling to meet with this group on the 5th of November, but it has been postponed. In terms of the departments that supposed to be part of this presidential working group, the president has selected about 14 departments that are supposed to be part of the presidential working group, so that each area that is indicated within that presidential working group, there's a lead department that is taking we are also working in six communities at disability rights dialogue. And one dialogue is taking place in Bumalanga, in the place called Bantanao, and other dialogue is taking place in Sushi. The issue around baseline research report published, the polio research report has been finalized and was released during the 2015 National Disability Awareness Month. Currently, of conclude and with the committee of the selected institutions of higher education and training have done first of the what that report was looking at. The second report is a census of facilities and roles and in the third area is the experiences of disabilities employees with greater state-owned enterprises. And then we're looking at the elements of the financial and economic cost of disability to households and others. Chair, this is an area that is extremely important because the issues of under-budgeting around disabilities are quite fine. And that is happening because there's less information that is available for managers and the projects when the budgeting that is take place and that is to ensure that disability and the alignment of sector policies and legislation with Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. With this one, we stand on the Ministerial Committee Task Team. We have developed a disability policy in higher education and training. And we also serve on the Charter Disability Forum so that we make sure that those areas meet students' disability with such support is provided to the Department of Justice to establish the CRPD, legislative policy and review committee and structure process. This is an ongoing process. We support support provided to strengthen disability training in ECD. This is an area where we feel that if we don't deal with disability from the head at level, then we'll be missing the rest of the way. Also, support is provided to the CBI to align intellectual property with the requirements of CBI. To align intellectual property policy and deal with Marrakech Treaty, there would be, I think the Deputy Minister would be taking a trip because there will be next government that is taking place on the agenda reform. And then the participation, particularly inclusive education forum meeting. These are some of the things that we are doing, ensuring that the instrument of in terms of our plans, we want finalization and roll out the UN partnership to promote the rights of persons with disabilities and the partnership with UNDP, UNICEF, and UNICEF. These are some of the areas that we're looking at with those organizations and that is support is provided to set the stage to develop a centralized public rights services and customer management system. Steps that take a project in testing a child survey for children with disabilities from 0 to 4. We remember that there was a gap with that statistic, so we're trying to do that. Steps that take supporting with the finalization of the 2011 disability census monograph. And that's what we're trying to, we're hoping that we could have printed copies by the end of we also support provided for the development of an integrated national disability advocacy business plan for the disability sector and also fair pay of cost of disability is something that we're doing with the University of Cape at UK and that's an area that we're focusing on so that that report will be able to share with all those that are supposed to deal with projects. We are also supporting the finalization of the UN Data Disability Rights Toolkit for Africa. This is about validation workshops for South African partners for nature support being provided to finalization workshops for participating countries. These countries are involved in South Africa, Zambia, Kenya, and Ethiopia. Supporting the AU Supercontinental Program of Action for the case of we share working with African Disability Alliance around this matter. We also support and provide to the 2014 roundtable on the first round of the AU protocol on the rights of persons with disabilities. As much as we have the UN Convention Africa is tightening to make sure that their own document that speaks to the environment that is in Africa, so that we're able to try to contribute to this. Yeah. In the AU, I think we're promoting the right and then talking to the first project and the report that is published now, there are certain things that we have been latest development within the AU, sorry, within the UN, that we might not expect us to prevent this, to submit this report, but we use this as a guide in terms of how far we are moving with regards to addressing issues of security. And then we also attend a conference of state parties, and we were also participating there. I must say that the same people have been quite vocal with regard to the COVID-19 crisis agenda. And those indicators, the list of indicators that we see there is a result of the And the structure brought over from former CWCTB was accommodated as an interim arrangement within the Department of Social Development, and the interim grant structure was approved by MPSA, pending finalization of the organization of mine, which is what we are doing currently. The disability worker services was relocated to the interim branch, which was a unit that was sitting within worker services. And the finalization of the organizational structure for the disability rights coordination is work in progress. We're dealing with that now so that we actually ensure that the branch as it is within the development social development, what is it that it's supposed to do to make sure that mainstreaming works. Currently, we have a digital post that is filled, and a student digital post that is also filled, the branch coordinator is filled, the branch financial administrator is a new post that is supposed to be filled, and there's a post of the chief director. Currently, we've got one chief director. We're supposed to have two directors with those two posts are filled. There's a key post of the director, and that post has been transferred to the central building unit. And there's a post of the assistant director, two, and those two posts have been filled. And the administrative assistant post area four. So the complement is where we're supposed to have 15, but we have 11 in terms of four weeks. And the budget change is such that we are compensation with regards to different programs that we have with policy and legislation, capacity building, and advocates and government and compliance. And basically, the total for that is 5.2 million. I want to ask my.
I don't really have a burning question that you're asking, so I'll ask a question just to say, okay, you are putting structures into place. Again, I really just want to know how does this translate into action on the ground? If you can give some more details about that. Thousand people with disabilities are living in isolation without support, and I think we need to try and be more present. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Minister. During the disability parliament, the people with disabilities show their unhappiness
for them to be under this department. They even said they wanted to go back to be under the president. Because you know that the disabled people don't want to be, you know, to be seen as a wealthy thing. Instead, they want to give an opportunity for them to be, to empower themselves economically as well as professionally. So what did you think at CPD? Because you have been there in the disability sector for a long time and been able to be. Do you think that what the disabled people said is of the right, or do you think it should remain necessary and why? And the other question is, any program with the drop out of learning with disabilities? Because in South Africa, we are seeing the increased number of people with disabilities, especially the learners who are dropped out of school. And how do you deal with the issue of children with disabilities that are at home, other than the HP? And then the last question is on the issue of teachers' education. Do you think this process is working? As we are seeing more schools inaccessible for learners with disabilities, as more schools are not user-friendly for the learners with disabilities. And other things around the issue of teaching. You think that the number of children across disabilities is good. Others applying, others are deaf, others are physically disabled, and the problem is that there are few special schools in South Africa. And there is only one secondary high level school in South Africa, which is still a secondary, and there is no other school. I remember I was supposed to go to the school, but the problem was that it's only one school and has, you have to be in the waiting list for more than 3 years to be in the school. And therefore, I was not able to go to the school. I was also in the mainstream school. I met in the mainstream school with all kinds of children which are not able. At the problem, because I was so young by the age, I didn't know that some of the government disability issues were abused by the children and by the teachers, because when I'm supposed to go to another school, they said, then they will call the older ones to give me up on those steps while I was using the telepathy crutch. So, but by that end, I found that when I was supposed to go to school, I just dropped out, because there were no schools that were accessible for me to go to those schools. So, I don't know whether inclusive education is working or is not working. And the other thing is about the programs. You have mentioned more programs that the department is trying to do. But the main thing is that this program, the disabled people in rural areas, we know about this program. I will not mention only the rural areas and disabled people, but I will also mention all the disabled people in South Africa who don't know about this program. Because we don't want these disabled to depend on the disability class. Because we know that being a disabled person, we have to learn, we have to do faster in the family, we have young families, but the issue of the disability class, which is 1,000, I don't see now much money. So what are the problems of this? Do you think it is possible for all those young disabled people to be able to get this money? Do you think this money is enough for them to look after themselves, their education, and to look after their family? Thank you. Thank you.
We've been joined by three subcommittee members. I recognize your hand, Honourable Mother, but I would have to say, if Honourable Joseph and Honourable Mother, thanks for joining us. I will serve to your message. I'm not.
mother.
So thank you very much for the question. Change the book, so one of the questions. My book I came, but which I wasn't able to fully appreciate in the first translation. I'm just worried that here I read, I'm reading what somebody else has asked, and I'm recording. So it's a direction within the campaign of no violence against women and children. Whether there's going to be any welcome emphasis or special emphasis on violence that is just at women and children, particularly the kind of people. We have in the region our experience higher levels of violence against the women, particularly the cases. There are women in cases in and so forth that disappeared and emerged later, the deaths, their bodies of members, and their body parts have been put up for sale from the articles. They were abused. Okay, so one was a bit concerned that during this campaign, the focus is so much on women and children, and the emphasis, disability disappears in their focus. Okay, so I'm just a bit worried about it, whether there just opportunities also be created to follow a special relationship with such to educate staff also around disability. On Monday in my constituency, I had a disabled person present who said to me, been arrested on three occasions. Because the police doesn't understand his disability, as I say. They consider him to be somebody who's not intoxicated. Okay, so there is a ready for that to education to pick up and my second question is to get an understanding what is the total staff complement of the Department of Social Development. Because I am a bit worried that if the answer is 1,000 or whatever, and what we are presented here is a branch with a year staff complement of 15, then one is worried whether issue of disability is again completely not on a priority list that in the department. I'm paying a DCG that you are going to, you say to me that the staff complement in this department is 100, or that you will say something that would certainly convince me otherwise. This also indicated that the meeting schedules, the presidential working group on disability meeting that was set for the 4th of November had been pushed back, postponed. He did not share with us the weather in UK. And I can indeed indicate there is unhappiness in the sector with regard to this postponement. But there is no adequate reasons provided for this postponement, especially in the context that everyone understands that this kind of meeting is done just once a year. As the DCG has indicated, that the announcement on the establishment of this presidential working group on disability follows the actions by the stable people. They mentioned the mask in Pretoria, what they didn't mention, as a protest outside what is a bit concerned about that. Then lastly, the issue of our participation, I think Honorable Robertson raised this particular matter earlier, I think he had time for that, when he raised the importance of support to NGOs. So the funding is a serious problem in this particular sector. And the DDG did not indicate any matter relating to how this department intends to support the details in fulfilling their own mandate. What in the context of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the issue of participation, child representation, etc. So all of those things, all the work that I'm doing with the sector also needs to take the credit, depend on the department when dealing them, and the department present them with ideas and expect them at that meeting to share their ideas, also to agree to what the department is saying. There are these DPOs need to reflect on their own, away from the department, around these matters, so that they can indeed make qualified so in order for them to do so, they indeed need some funding in the same system.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the presentation. I just have two concerns. There are areas in the library whereby, if I can just make one example, in terms of the state, what we see, whereby the disabled people who are not benefiting from the grants that the government is offering, simply because they have to get letters which are supposed to be sent either by psychologists who is supposed to go and see them. But now, they are not even able to be able to move from their area. So they wait for these psychologists who do not come, and when they check, they find that the psychologist is only one, and she says she can only go to an area where there are about 300 people. Now, we find it very difficult how people can be about 350 or 2. I can't use the department, the area, and the contact number, and the contact person they can check within that area, so that you can read the name. Meanwhile, I requested that they must write down the number of people that have been taken within the area, and then on their next trip, they can refer you to that so that you can put the phone up. Number two, I also would like to add on the community radio advertising, especially for our people, so that they can know the number, they can know who they get to, or even maybe the department can they go to these rural areas and do indeed or say that people can get to know where they can get to.
We started the special school with parents up until the Samsung Department of Education.
became a common voice. That's what they did as a parent. But now the thing is that because the main target is Chinese, is that they can't be in a special school until they are 13 or 25. It means that they might be taking studies where the care protection is short for food, something that will also actively generate an income. So this is what we are working on in that is a way our what is working for. So that income is the fact that we still need to work together as the different sectors around the issues of disability. And one other critical one is the issue around the staff complement of the disability domains grant. I think the idea of, I know that the fact has not yet that they change social development, but from our side, I think it was a positive a move because initially the focus within social development, it was only welfare services to people with disabilities. There was no grant that looked into the issues of disability, mainstreaming, and all the positive areas around disability. Obviously, now that it is not providing welfare services, it was only directory within welfare services. So now we're coming up with more advocacy programs that looking for even how best to improve their economic opportunities and so on. Something is progress positive that we have to see that sector. Then the issue of the staff, that the number is very minimal at this point in time, but she did to them that it's an opportunity for them to the fact that how best to reposition the branch within social development so that more people are employed to ensure that the branch is big and able to support this program. There are a number of engagements and dialogue that have happened. I think she so we did not cover that one where the minister engaged different sectors. And the even report that I remember is going to be launched based on the engagement and the needs that were expressed by the sector and their appreciation to it, even though we are not in the president, but these are the areas that would like the minister and social development to cover. I think it is the journey to cover this. I remember that the minister said it must be launched so that we all as a country get to know about that support and go forward the commitment that we are making as the department and government towards this program. What is good is that the sector is very much well organized because it's got in terms of different categories based on their needs. The issue of inclusive education, I know that it doesn't only have those who can benefit, but some cannot benefit. And mainly what has charged me a great deal, if you have a disabled mentally healthcare in a rural area where you need medicine, maybe a wheelchair, and the challenge of the parents, we still need to look into the policy and see how best we can make together with the Department of Health for support of the other materials that can support those families. But I know that there is something that people will certainly do need that we can work on this matter. I can look at you and if they do need to cover some of the areas that they did not have.
Thank you, Chair. I would also like to reiterate to respond to some of the ones around the education. But, Chair, I'm not sure whether the question was directed to me personally as an activist. I'll attempt to give the following impression in terms of what I think. I think in South Africans, we sometimes have a temptation to solve the baby with the heart. In my view, the Department of Social Development, or the Department of Welfare and Social Development, is the only department that has got experience in working with the baby people. And therefore, we should not this card so that we are able to in a sense amplify the knowledge that we have in South Africa in terms of government working in this area. It's quite a complex area. I know that there are some negatives that Honorable has actually highlighted in terms of the perception of sustainability, looking at the Department of Social Development, the welfare for the trade and welfare of the facilities. But in fact, this is a department that is looking at how best we can develop sustainability policies. And therefore, for me, while the Department of Social Development has a role to play with regards to development, equally, the Department of Education has a similar role to play. Equally, the Department of Education and the Department of equal roles to play in terms of making sure that there's a holistic development with regards to disability. So, my advice would be that let's look at this thing holistically and say this is what government is supposed to do. I thought that the raising of the voice by the deputy tour has elevated the tendency of looking at architecture of the disability within South Africa. And the response by the president is appropriate in terms of making sure that there is a platform where disability would look at what government, not what social development is supposed to do, but what government is supposed to do in making sure that there's an extending of disability and in making sure that the domestication of the UN Convention. So I think for me, it is important for us to look at what probably the presidential working group would provide a direction and leadership with regards to what the president and the president would agree on and what the different ministries have said for that they are 14 ministries that are involved in the presidential that they can do in terms of making sure that we respond positively to the domestication of the community. Okay, I think that with regards to the member that raised the issue around the Recovery District, we will welcome the information and then we will make sure that the minister is having the Mkondo program, which looks exactly on those issues in terms of are we making any footprint in terms of our services on the ground. And that I think is something that we can easily address and come back to the member and appraise in terms of the with regards to the funding of the sector, currently within the Department of Social Development, we have set aside plus minus 3 million and to begin to look at how we can support the renovations of the city. And that this is just something that we would want to examine because currently there isn't a funding model that we can say it's adequately debated by both ourselves and the sector, and it's something that we're looking at with regards to the funding model. We also share looking at how we can transform the protective workshop so that they respond to operative models if you address that and how they make sure that people that are working there they have sustainable jobs. So those are some of the things that I did not report on but we are working on in terms of the pledge. We also share we can't have enough
of this thing, and I think in my view, we have a vibrant voice of persons with disabilities in South Africa. And with regards to the budget votes that the minister did last year, we were able to call on disabled people to come and critique what the minister is saying. And to that end, we have now developed, or disabled people with regards to the Ministerial Office on Disability, have now developed an action plan which has been received by the minister, which looks at between now and 2019, what are those areas with in what minister has said the department will be delivering within this period. And require the digital of examination, and what are those things that need to be done in order to correct what the threat is concerned about. So we're looking at that, and we are developing the first report of the 2 quarters, that is the April to September, and monitor what kind of progress we're doing, and that is what will be presented to the Ministerial Working Committee. And for me, these are some of the things that we are doing in terms of making sure that we expand the knowledge and the activity and the participation of the people within what we're doing as BSC. And I'm hoping that as we move along, even members of Parliament will be able to invite us to come and present in terms of that program. Yeah. Chair, let me allow Ms. Lee to speak on some of the areas that
you are an ex-excellent. You don't have to choose what to present. You're not dealing the corner. You're dealing with people you love. Direct question as it is right now to you. So you would say to us, what programs are in place in ensuring that those people don't remain dependent of the 1,300 or whatever it is, but empowerment in running programs that will be realized by other departments of government. In other provinces, they have workshops. The started small business supported by the municipal. That's why I was talking about food. Now we've chosen what to bring and the children. I wouldn't know why. I feel very good. That's why I don't even use the word to say that all of it comes from the earth. The other angels. Because this is a part of our business. Taking food and rest because we want to be accepted. It has taken a step to ensure their equity for those that need it. Like the flag, if you go to other countries, they're going to have a big workshop that they can gain furniture. Is there actually accumulating money for them? We monitor the results of the this is one of the areas for the bank. Because that is the answer.
and it's not staged, so we're going to show the child of the platform. We are doing the old part of the each and every word is we're going to just, we're going to ask because we're saying that they are social departments when it comes to both following, correcting, if a child ends up being allergic, it starts with us as parents. Have we monitored the growth of that child? Because you can we have studied facts that we only talk about the division of the amygdala, of the amygdala. Do we follow the growth of our children? Where we can actually tell this is no more candy. This is now someone. And do we allow our children? Or we just throw them out? It's a collective. As parents, we don't accept responsibility for the responsibility of our children. And it's an international problem. It's not South Africa. It's not Africa. You're not going to be with us like other countries with children. Like children who are disabled, they're still the best. Because they're taking to be a sin. We have to fight harder to get the service to the mother. And we can go to the world without actually being able to do it. I think we're ready to do that. But we always, we always have to say, we are not the good judges of the community.
Okay, I really want to apologize for making me sure this is
that we produce a disability disability international statement of change. So what we're trying to do is at the highest level of planning and budgeting, policy making, impact so that we make sure that disability is mainstreamed into that. So we have developed that report that we have advocated with the race government, and that's part of what we do with the international disability rights machinery. It's the structure that we use that across government and various people government. It includes the South African Human Rights Commission, it includes the Gender Commission, it includes business chapter, teams of law, as well as the disability statement itself. So that's a platform where government speaks to the disability sector and we can agree on how what is prioritized in terms of implementation and how it is implemented, and we provide progress support, we provide best practices with the challenges that still need to be addressed in terms of that. They also develop the monitoring and evaluation framework, which the whole of us in part three in as well. These are all new initiatives. Therefore, I think it will take a while to start seeing the process, but it's really required to be in government.
both in terms of, we talked specifically about education. ECB within GSP was very preliminary, actually was the order of the GSP, change, so that is an increase. It was quite rudimentary in terms of asking, do you have RAMs, do you have registers, and so on. So what social development is currently doing is establishing norms and design norms and to make sure that the specific access for facility services to children's facilities. Something that we also do is looking at elements like the ECB teachers are supposed to be manual and working in the classroom. But in terms of broader education outside of ECB, basic education has been not reached, but they have a few challenges of physical access for people. But there's also a move towards mainstreaming more children into full service schools and ordinary schools as opposed to special schools, because special schools have not provided the kind of specialized services it has promised. And also, it isolates the child from family, it isolates the child from community, and therefore it has moved towards providing those kinds of interchangeable services, resource skills in terms of braille and language within school service schools where it is applicable. But there will be certain, for example, children with profound disabilities that might still require accommodation at special schools, but then they need to be upgrading of those little schools to make sure that the specialized services and the promises in terms of health care and learning resources is provided at special schools. So currently we do a comparison between the which is a serious risk in itself. You can see that the youngest child is around 6 or 7, which is worse than adults, you know. So those are the kinds of issues we have raised for the part of the education. We make sure that we have strategies, and that there's greater articulation between learnership as well as further education and training colleges and higher education training as well as employment.
We don't have to depend on theory, but make sure when the community people pose such issues outside the portfolio, we are able to. Because as I said, what is right now, what is really happening. Great area so wide. And we should now actually be looking at how we care. Instead of closing the special schools that have been leased, there should have been some upgrading done to improve the delivery of education. Remember, a lot of money has been put in those schools. In the top of that. You know, different departments, or teams, that we have together to enrich
what was already done. And so we open and close and put them in. This is something. Those chips are now used to those and all we have to do is to improve in certain areas. Like accessibility, for the black, and not to improve as much heat. So those reactions in the distance to those. So because the fabric of those children are being by the Department of Government. Just walk on. It's immediate. Distinct sound. That's what the kids try to do. It's a fear. It's a real fear. They're not wrong. They're acting in the state of answer and development of each of in a good way to of honorable famous. Of course, I want to make a follow-up question on what you have said. Because what also from the field today, what an issue that is formed is around the issue of education. Because you find that most of the schools, they don't say that every kid that is at home, is here at home to work. I'm talking here about the cost of disability care. I'm not talking about the ability that you are able to who are disabled, but they are able to say to do anything. I'm talking about those children who have crossed the issue of education. And also the issue of literacy. You don't have, and when you are talking of CPT, when it comes to disabled children, you don't have CPT that are taking care of disabled children. That is why what is their parent or mother, they don't work. To do have a because if your children have self-respect, they are not going to take care of their child. It's the mother. So the mother will not go to work. If they should stay there at home and looking after a child. And also, maybe if I can make other questions that happen, I would like to say the activity also a third. Talking about the shelter workshop. It also reminds me of the shelter workshop in Kobe, where the people are having sewing workshops. But they are doing this for somebody, right? And they're unable to provide this. They do not have houses for people living in shelter, but they're doing so much work. I remember because I said that they're also sewing the garments, the workmanship garments, like the ones that we took off behind a traffic officer. But those people are giving them the material by someone, they are going to pay for someone. Have you ever been talking to a small business department, the TI, as well as the economic development department, who are teachers, so that they can start their own company and for them to create more jobs for other people? Rather than waiting for somebody. And the other thing about the experience of people in the workplace.
Yes, also mentioned that it's automated in the state on the price. Yeah. Also, I like to know that in the day in Parliament, the issue that we have been advocating to this institution, with regard to the members of the specialist, but this institution is training as a member of the specialist. And we know that this is around the issue of reasonable accommodation, the people need to suffer. And this is also some of the reason for why the CA institutions are not able to. Because every department is unable to meet the capital of the citizens. But I also wanted to know whether this department of the DSC has been able to meet the capital. Thank you.
Thank you,
coordinate with other departments, the Department of Justice, us and others. But of course, we have to agree with members that there's not much synergy on the side, especially on the local government. But on the provincial, it is happening because we are working concurrently with the Department of Justice, especially with our provinces on our side. So we do work with them on the sphere. But on the side of local governments, yes, we need to improve on that. Then on the side of the on the people, how do you put them now? So that I'm not I don't hate them. The other able people, the committee that the minister organized last year, we feel that it is gaining momentum. It was not easy, then I can say that. The issue of people complaining, it's a fact. They complained, and they were complaining direct. They were not military. But I may say that as time went on, we started seeing the different way of looking at this because they are participating, and I'm a member of that committee too. So things have not been easy. Because the perception sometimes you work with the culture change. If people have been comfortable where they were before, and then there is a move. There was a reason behind the I think the president decided that they could move the time. Because the problems of humans, there would be just two more challenges on the other side. Whereas on this side, on the side of social development, we are on the ground. We are there. We see things. Of course, we need to be helped by the people who feel, the people that are able, are the people that feel are feeling. So we've been learning on we've been on the route of improving ourselves in participating in this sector. But in fact, like, we they but they still have more improvements. We are going to help on and try to be better as a department. And it has been decided by the minister that we are going to be running our own conferences. And one of the things that the minister has said that we need, when we look into the social conferences, we need to look at including youth cooperatives, women cooperatives, and other able people cooperatives. So this is one of the mandates that we are looking at. Saban actually is a good to say, we are sitting on another fundraising organization, where not organization, committee, which we are trying to get some funds, because we as a government, we do not have enough funds. National Treasury, instead of every money on our budget, they have cut. They reduced our budget, and it was very difficult for us to do what we have said to do. So we've decided among ourselves that we are going to go out and look for money. And we hope and we are promising that we might be getting money. If we do get money, some of the things that we hope to do will be able to do. So we just ask the community to help us and support us, especially when we're going to with National Treasure. They are very difficult. We really need those voices. Voices of reason, that maybe Mr. Sajjah, one of these people, the one take us that, as it's being said, that we are welfare department. We're not only welfare department, we're not social development. So the only thing that we do is we're trying to move away from the notion of being seen as a giving only organization. We have moved from that. We give because they don't need to be initiated. But then we try to teach people to that you think of their current issues of cooperatives. We have, for example, in 120 billion that we distribute per year, and by saying that 120 billion, we can use it to improve the lives of our own people, so that the money circulates around the people that we serve. So if that happens, then if we win on that, then we'll be able to contribute to the improvement on the lack of our people. But I'm not too sure what I should thank the committee now. And so if I don't thank the committee, the question will keep on coming.
Thank you.
the offering, where a mother dies, the kids are taken over by the grandmother. Without practice.